East Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
A Durban police officer who shot his son after mistaking him for a burglar has been found guilty of murder. The incident took place at their home in December 2022. The 46-year-old officer is said to have heard a noise at the front door and believed that someone had been tampering with the burglar gate. When he noticed a person at the door, he opened fire using his service pistol. According to police watchdog IPED, he realized he only had shot his son after the 25-year-old screamed. Spokesperson Pala Dishuping says the police officer and his wife, who is a nurse, gave him first aid.
The reason why the accused police officer was charged for murder is that he did not fire even a single warning shot to scare off that person he thought was an intruder. The evidence that was presented by IPT investigators to the prosecutors was that he fired two shots, and those two shots were aimed directly at the intruder. Hence, a decision was taken that he should be charged for murder.
A judgment was handed down in the Chatsworth Magistrates Court today. The warrant officer was stationed at Umlazi Saps. The Northwest businessman who's been implicated in alleged corruption and interference in police matters has asked for more time to respond to the claims. Testimony from crime intelligence boss Dumisani Khumalo has linked Brown Mokgotsi to criminal networks. Mokgotsi denies the claims. According to the SABC, Mokgotsi says he needs more time to consult his legal team, which he claims will only be available on Friday. He says he also wishes to appear in person before the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry. President Cyril Ramaphosa has expressed his condolences to Kenya after the passing of former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. Odinga had been receiving medical treatment in India. He was 80. Ramaphosa has described him as a patriotic and selfless leader. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the president's thoughts and prayers are with his family, friends and associates.
Raila Odinga was committed to the development of his own nation, as well as its prosperity and the silencing of the guns on our continent, as evidenced by his appointment by the African Union to advance peace in Cote d'Ivoire in 2010.
And six suspected drug smugglers have been killed in a U.S. attack on a boat near the coast of Venezuela. U.S. President Donald Trump says intelligence confirmed the boat was carrying narcotics. It's the fifth attack since the start of September, after the Pentagon said the president had ruled the U.S. was in an armed conflict with drug cartels. The top story, a Durban police officer who shot his son after mistaking him for a burglar has been found guilty of murder in the Chatsworth Magistrates Court. Go to ecr.co.za for more news.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Mutiram Tuskers are 149-1. They still trail the Hollywood Bets Dolphins by 251 runs. The Proteas, unfortunately, they lost the first test against Pakistan by 93 runs. And Hugo Broos plans to retire from coaching after next year's World Cup.